What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Apologia TV. Coming at you from Phoenix, Arizona. You can get us at apologiaradio.com. I'm Jeff. They call me the Ninja. That's Luke the Bear.
What up?
And that's Joy the Girl.
Hello.
And today for Apologia TV, we have, a very, very interesting and important episode, some important things to discuss, and I'm encouraged by this particular discussion. Many of you guys know about our ongoing ministry outside of abortion mills in the Phoenix Metro or the Metro Phoenix area. And many of you guys know that as a result of us talking about that abortion mill ministry, ministries have popped up across the nation. And so by God's grace and all according to his own power and working, we don't even know at this point how many babies have been saved from that kind of ministry. But this is really an issue that we have to approach really with a holistic perspective, not simply being on the front lines, not merely going to the abortion mills, but really the issues of adoption come up and being able to take care of the babies that we can. The issue of orphans comes up. We talk about this entire issue from a holistic perspective. We need to think more like long-term, and there are believers who are doing that. And one of those believers is Les Riley. He is the Memphis director at the Morning Center, and he joins us today for the first time on Apologia TV. Les, thank you for joining us, sir.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Oh, it's an honor to have you. So let's introduce everybody to you and your work. You're the Memphis director of the Morning Center. What sort of things do you do at the Morning Center, and what is the Morning Center?
Well, the Morning Center is was originally founded as a ministry of Samaritan Ministries International, the Christian Medical Cost Sharing Ministry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Okay.
And in a nutshell, what we do is we provide free maternity care up to and including hospital birth in the name of Christ to women in underserved areas. And basically the idea was we wanted to put a free Christian maternity care ministry in every city in America big enough for an abortion clinic. And Memphis is the pilot city. And, it's basically a throwback to, Jeff, if you've been in the fight any amount of time, you've had plenty of people say, what are you going to do for these moms that, can't have
right.
a baby?
That's right.
And what they really mean is, are you going to support failed, destructive government social welfare programs?
Right.
Yep.
And, you and I both know that's what they're implying. And, if you care anything about the poor, if you care anything about the family, if you care about morality, if you care about, the people that these programs are intended to help, the answer is obviously no. But what we're doing at the Morning Center is kind of a new approach, but it's actually very, very old, because prior to the Great Society, the New Deal, things like that, we all know who did charity. It was the Church of Jesus Christ.
Yep.
And so basically what the Morning Center is a private charity option. And so let's say you're at the abortion mill in Memphis. We did sidewalk counseling ministry for years, starting back in the Operation Rescue days. Hmm. And you have a girl that decides not to have an abortion. Well, if you're there, your family's there, you may be able to help her. You may have a couple of people in your group or in your church that can help her. But as, you get 3, 4, 5, 6, or if you're at the crisis pregnancy center and a girl changes her mind, and she doesn't have insurance, she doesn't have the funds. Well, what we've had to do in the past is try to figure out how to get them set up for Medicare. Well, what we do at the Morning Center is we've got 4 maternity clinics set up in inner city neighborhoods with OB doctors, nurse midwives, wow. nurse practitioners, all paid staff.
Wow.
And then also our counseling and our spiritual and social help. And they come to us, and we try to give the poor mom who doesn't have any resources and anywhere to turn the same quality of care that you would get at the best OB clinic in Phoenix.
Wow.
If you had good income, good money. And we try to treat her like a princess, and we try to give her, so often, brother, minister to the poor and welfare programs aimed at the poor, they get the crumbs, don't they?
They do.
But Jesus didn't give us the crumbs.
Yeah.
He lavished his love upon us. And so we attempt to give them the same experience. And so It initially is aimed at abortion-minded moms, but we have no qualifications other than you're pregnant and you need help. And so the Lord has opened doors for us to reach into a lot of impoverished communities, to have a lot of refugees. We've had a significant number of Muslims come to us. We've been able to share the gospel with
them. That's fantastic.
And so we give them all their care. We show them the love of Christ, and it's all absolutely free, all funded by private charity. We don't take 1 cent of government money.
Yeah.
And then when we get ready to have the baby, one of our doctors will deliver the baby at a local hospital, and we pay the bill.
Wow.
So incredible.
When we say it's absolutely free, we mean it's absolutely free.
That is fantastic.
Go ahead.
No, that's just incredible, brother. I mean, this is the kind of holistic approach that is necessary to really come against this evil of abortion in our nation. And so it's just this tremendously encouraging. You mentioned, and we're going to go to a break in about 2 minutes here, but I'd love for you to talk about this aspect of it. I think it's interesting to me. You mentioned, obviously, you'd like to get one in, you know, every major city that's big enough for an abortion clinic in the United States. But you mentioned, like, the inner city. Why, and this might help educate people, why are you choosing the inner city?
Well, you know, we want to provide care to, and maybe it'll help by telling you why Memphis was chosen as the pilot city.
Okay.
When we came to Memphis in 2010, or 2011 rather, and chose Memphis, and we began in late 2012, Memphis had the highest infant mortality rate in the country. We had 3 zip codes that would have ranked right in the middle of the third world. We have extremely high infant mortality and extremely high, and that's largely related to poverty, but it's an indirect aspect of poverty. It's, you know, somebody can have Medicaid, somebody can have food stamps, but if they don't have a car, you know, 2,000 women a year showed it in Memphis a few years ago at the local government hospital in labor, and they had never seen a doctor.
Wow.
And
wow.
So, you know, we want to take the care to the poor. And also, brother, you know, if you're there in the community, you get an opportunity to build relationships.
Yep.
You get an opportunity to actually live among the people, work among the people. And, you know, it's a much greater open door for the gospel when you're there than when you're asking them to come to you out in the burg.
That's amazing. All right, Les, thank you so very much. All right, stay with us, guys. We're going to be right back. More with Les Riley, Memphis director at the Morning Center, right here on Apologia TV. Stay with us.
I think there's actually nothing better that a student can do. Prepare for that which you cannot prepare for. You have to prepare in general in order to be able to handle any situation. In order to do that, you need to study broadly.
Back with Apologia TV, Luke the Bear, Joy the Girl, on right now with Les Riley, the Memphis director at the Morning Center. Important discussion to have, and I'm fascinated by all this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you approach this issue of abortion in our nation, it can become overwhelming at times because there's so many different areas that we as the church need to rise up and address. So, for example, again, there's the on the street at the gates of Auschwitz type of ministry where you have to go to where the killing is taking place. And yes, babies are saved. The gospel is proclaimed constantly when you do that. It is very, very effective ministry. But then there's the other aspect, the legal aspect, dealing with the legislature that we have to get involved in. And we have to rise up as a church, demand justice for these fatherless children. And so that's another aspect. But here, Les and company are doing the necessary aspect of this kind of ministry, and that is ministering to these women, to these young men as well, I imagine, in this context, who are, in this case, Memphis and even inner city discussions dealing with not enough resources, not enough support and help, the fear of how will I take care of this child. And so this is the stuff of justice for children and for mothers, and that we need to be addressing as the church. You know, early on, we were just talking about this on a radio episode. We were talking about how early on, when the church was formed, Christ died and rose again. When he ascended and seated, the church in that context was under really the Roman Empire. And in that context, there's a lot of wickedness, a lot of sin all around. And we had to deal then with the issue of people throwing their children out because they didn't want them. Mm. It was the early form of abortion in Rome. They were throwing kids out, and the Christian church had to rise up and snatch those kids up and love them and raise them for the glory of God. And now we're facing something altogether different in a sense. It's much more grotesque, but it's going to take, again, a holistic approach. And so I'm really blessed by this. So Luke,
I'm going to play a video guy you guys have up called Caring for Moms and Babies. You guys have some really awesome videos. Before I play that, though, you mentioned Operation Rescue. Does that mean you know Rusty Thomas?
I do know Rusty. But Operation Rescue, for me, went way back to about 91. We did a number of rescues in the Memphis and North Mississippi area in Jackson. So we were involved with it, as they say, back in the day. And, I've known some of those guys for a number of years because of that.
That's great. We love Rusty, so that caught my ear. But anyways, here we go. This is called Caring for Moms and Babies. You guys, it's on the Morning Center YouTube page.
My name is Jennifer Amito. I am from Memphis, Tennessee, born and raised, still here. My daughter, Israel, she's about 2.5 months old.
Well, I found out about the Morning Center when I was 3 months pregnant, and I pretty much did it all the way through till I was, delivered.
I came in a little bit later. I think I was about 5 months pregnant when I came. I didn't do any prenatal care for about 2 months. Maybe three. And so the lack of not having prenatal care during those months was pretty scary for us.
Well, when I found out I was pregnant and I didn't know what to do, I wanted to keep it a secret. And I looked up in the internet and I saw this number, and it told them that I didn't want to be known, or I didn't want my family to know that I was pregnant. But she gave me this number of this woman who I named Miss Paige. And when I met up with her, we talked about this, and she started sending me to this building called Morning Center.
Well, a lot of the women, especially our very young patients, don't have a clue about the birth process, much less the parenting process. And so they come in very just uneducated about what's happening to their bodies.
Because I actually went to the emergency room having stomach pains, not even thinking, that it was gonna be a baby. And the doctor walks in and he's like, "There's nothing wrong with you, you're pregnant." And I'm just like, "No, that can't happen, I can't have kids, so no, that can't happen." And he's like, "Yeah."
The Morning Center talked to me and let me know all the information that I need to know. And if it weren't for them, I don't know where I'd be right now. But coming here, I feel so more calm and comfortable just talking and just listening to what they got to say.
Devin is very, very good, especially early on in their visits, which is usually before I see them, about just teaching them about pregnancy and childbirth. A lot of them don't have good nutrition habits, and she is very good at telling them how they should eat during pregnancy. Many of them are so young that they just haven't had just time to learn all they need to know to be moms.
When I first came to this location, I was initially pretty nervous because I didn't know who the staff was, I didn't know their education level, I didn't know their experience level.
Each time I was excited for Tuesdays when I had my appointments, because it wasn't like, I have a doctor's visit or a doctor's appointment. It was kind of just like, I'm going to see Devin and Angela today. Devin has a way of really calming people, which was awesome because I needed to be calm, you know, pregnancy, hormones, all of that.
The best part of my morning center experience has been honestly just getting to know the people. I'm definitely a people person. I love to communicate, and just getting to know them, the staff has just been great, and I don't think it's just going to be a short-term relationship. Another benefit of the Morning Center is that they, you know, they offer the ultrasounds for you.
Every time I come here, they take one and they make sure that the baby's okay. They let me know about the heartbeat, the weight. And so at the Morning Center, if it wasn't here, I don't even know where I'd be going to. I was just trying to be the doctor on my own.
It's not just a shabby thing that they do. They're professional and they're educated, and they really care about you. They're there emotionally for you. They're there spiritually for you. They're there financially for you. The scale keeps going higher for what they can do for you.
I didn't know too much about being Christian, but now that I have him in my life, I know exactly who to turn to instead of just being out there on the streets. But I know coming here to Morning Center has really kind of helped me out, because I wouldn't know anything about him if wasn't coming here.
It's just the fact that they ask, like, hey, how can we pray for you? Is there anything going on that we need to be there for you with? Like, they're very open about that, and I mean, I like that. It's helpful to know that someone really does care about you.
That's great. Les, this, I think, would be one of the, I think, coolest aspects of what you're doing, from my perspective, is that you're not only taking care of a genuine need and really caring for these women and their children, but obviously you're preaching the gospel to them. You're telling them about Christ. So talk about that aspect, because, you know, people could say, well, just let's do justice for these women and babies, and because people do. Well, I want to say real fast, Les, this gets at me, and it disturbs me in a sense, is there are quote-unquote ministries that pop up to do these services for women, mm-hmm, that actually shy away from preaching the gospel, yeah, to them, and you're not doing that. Right. So talk about that.
Well, you know, we tell our staff and people we work with, our volunteers, that you know, it's great to talk about social justice and helping the babies and all that, but ultimately our primary duty is to love Jesus Christ, mm-hmm, and that translates into love for our neighbors. And so, you know, we tell our people that if we save a baby from abortion, if we give world-class care to a mom for free, a trillion years from now, if that mom's in hell because we've not told her about Christ, she's not going to thank us. And a year from now, if she has not seen life change through regeneration, through hearing and believing the gospel, then, you know, she's going to be right back in the same boat. And we've not doing anything other than maybe giving somebody a little morphine and sending them back out with cancer. Mm. And so, you know, the primary way of changing things is the gospel. And I think the other aspect that ministries can fall into, and whether you call yourself an abolitionist or pro-life or whatever label you use in the fight against abortion,
Well, hey, hang on to that, Les, real fast. We're coming to a break. I want to hear that other aspect. So, guys, stay with us right now. More from Les Riley with the Morning Center. Fantastic stuff. Very encouraging. Be right back. ApologiaRadio.com.
Hi, this is Waterboy with Apologia Radio. I want to ask for y'all good friends of ours to go on and click that button there and become my friends on the Bookface. Facebook / Apologia Radio. Become my friend on YouTube. Twerker. The twerker, I want to talk to you on the twerking. And send me out a twerk. What? Wait, what? Twitter. Apologia Radio on Twitter. And also want to tell you, we talk about apologetics and theology, and we do a lot of swing dancing, and we make a delicious chicken gravy. ApologiaRadio.com.
If so what is a philosophically devastating critique of your worldview, it is not a worldview you should hold on to any longer.
Virginia Tech, 2007.
So what?
32 children, kids, students are killed.
So what?
Andrea Yates, 2001, killed her 4 children.
So what?
No, we're not baby eaters.
So what?
All right, everybody, back again. Les Riley, the Morning Center. Very, very encouraging. This is amazing stuff.
Yeah,
believe it or not, I mean, this is one of the most difficult aspects of what we do.
Yeah.
Is in terms of when we offer support to a woman, a mom who maybe is turning away from the abortion mill. We have struggled for a long time with where to send them.
Right.
Because we know there are places in town that are pregnancy centers that will do work for these women, but we're not always confident. Sometimes we're not at all confident,
right,
in regard to what they're going to hear from people. So there are Roman Catholic institutions that do not give the gospel. And then there are other institutions that actually tell their staff not to preach the gospel to these women. And so that bothers us. Okay, so Les, when we came into that break, you were bringing up that other aspect that's important.
And I think the other aspect is, you know, we call ourselves the antithesis of Planned Parenthood,
right,
and not Amen. Planned Parenthood is an institution or an industry, but Planned Parenthood is a comprehensive anti-Christian worldview consistently applied. And one of the ways that the pro-life, abolitionist, whatever you want to call it, movement has failed is that we have adopted what I call a Joseph Stalin worldview. We Joseph Stalin said, one death is a tragedy, 1 million deaths is a statistic. And we tend to treat abortion as an issue, and we tend to treat it as numbers. And we tend to look at the people that we're dealing with like they've got stereotypical, you know, this is an inner city mom that has this kind of problem, or this is an abortion at risk mom that has that kind of problem. And actually, this is a uniquely created image bearer. Mm. That has her own unique problems. And she needs, you know, Jesus Christ, when he redeemed me and when he redeemed you, he didn't give us a generic salvation. He gave Jeff what he needed and continues to give Jeff what he needs. And so that's the way we've got to really, while we're trying to, you know, we're at 240, I think, deliveries now.
Wow.
And we've seen a lot of moms.
Praise God. That's great.
But we always try, you know, we don't treat them like they're coming to an assembly line like Planned Parenthood does. You know, what does the abortion mill in your town do? Well, here's what they do. They come in, give me your cash, hit the door.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right.
And so the key aspect of what we do at the Morning Center is we partner with the local church and with other ministries that are, you know, connected to healthy local churches. Like there's a ministry called One by One that does Titus II type mentoring, and they stay with a mom for her pregnancy and the first year of the baby's birth. They partner one older Christian woman from a local church with that one mom, and so we try to plug them into ministries like that. But ultimately, if we're not, you know, our ministry is a way to introduce people to Christ and get them to plug into healthy local churches, but it's also a conduit for the Church of Jesus Christ to minister to these moms that they might not have any other way to reach. And so, you know, the gospel is ultimately the central to what we do and the goal of what we do. So we are fighting abortion. We are taking a full frontal, unapologetic kingdom approach to things like social welfare and family breakdown and all that. But ultimately, until they have a new heart, you're not going to change things.
Yeah.
But, you know, when Christ comes in power through his word, it's astonishing what he can do.
Mm.
And so we just want to be a conduit for that. And, you know, free health care is the tool.
Yes.
But it's not the goal.
That's right. That's great, Les. That's an encouragement. You're an encouragement to me. So let me ask you, as we're finishing up the show, just a couple minutes left here, can you give us a rewarding or, I think, encouraging story of something that you've seen come into the Morning Center and take place?
Yeah, we had a mom a while back that had, we got a call. She was in the south part of town. She comes to our clinic. We had on the north part of town just because that's where we were that day. and she'd given somebody $20 to give her a ride. They dropped her off and left her. So she didn't know how she was going to get home. One of our ladies took her home. The next time she called, she was over across the river in Arkansas in a homeless shelter with her baby and didn't have anything to her name because baby daddy number two had started abusing the other baby who wasn't his when she got pregnant. They got in a fight and he put her out in the street. And so what ended up happening was a local church, a Baptist church and a Presbyterian church in West Memphis, Arkansas, got together, got her a car seat, got some stuff for the baby, picked her up, brought her to the morning center. A different church, a Baptist church in inner city Memphis, where we had a clinic, had gotten a bunch of clothes and baby toys and things like that just delivered from a Presbyterian church in Peoria, Illinois.
Nice.
And so we gave that kind of stuff to her. The clinic was in a fifth church. And when we got done, she didn't have anywhere to go. So one of our staff members ended up taking her home, and she, you know, lived with her for 6 months until after the baby was born.
Wow.
She professed faith in Christ. And I think the reason that always encourages me is that it's just a picture of the way Christ does things. Like in Nehemiah, you know, every little church, every little Christian, not trying to save the world, not trying to start a movement, not saying I'm going to end abortion or I'm going to get rid of Planned Parenthood. It's just doing the little faithful thing on the wall right in front of you. And Christ uses that to do astonishing things.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Praise God.
So, I imagine, Les, you need a lot of help here. So we're wrapping up the show now. So how can people get into contact with you and maybe figure out how to help on the ground there financially, or what they can maybe even do in their own cities to get this started? Where can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, if they just go to morningcenter.org, and that's morning like waking up in the morning.
Right.
M-O-R-N-I-N-G center.org. You go to that website and there are places you can give. There's a volunteer form, and you can also email, and the email will come to one of our team members and say, hey, I'd like to bring one to my city. You know, we've gotten dozens of those, and we'll tell you how the process works, and hopefully next spring the Morning Center Atlanta will be opening up. We've got a team
awesome.
There that came and saw what we're doing and getting excited. And you know, so if you want to get involved in Memphis, if you want to give, or if you want to bring the Morning Center to your town, just go to morningcenter.org, and, you know, you can figure it out from there.
Thank you so much. Les Riley, the Morning Center, thank you so much, brother. You've been a gift to us today. God bless you. Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
All right, guys. ApologiaRadio.com is where you go. You can sign up for all access. Get everything there. That's Joy the Girl. Live the Bear. MissionAware.com is where you go to get a t-shirt. Make sure you guys get one. God bless you. See you next week.
The conversation is going to continue at ApologiaRadio.com. That's where we're going to have our after show. We're going to have more content, more conversation, some really great stuff. You go over there to get it at ApologiaRadio.com by becoming All Access. Go check it out.